Welcome to the Mint on Sunday podcast. The second largest number of foreign students who study in America are from India. Roughly 150,000, a majority of them students in the field of science and technology. While the growth has been dramatic in the last decade or so, the history of Indian students in the US can be traced as far back as 1882, when Keshav Bhatt from Pune became the first Indian student at MIT. I'm joined today by Professor Ross Bassett, whose book, The Technological Indian, connects the dots, education at MIT, technology, and how Indians got so good at it. He's an associate professor of history at North Carolina State University. Thank you very much for joining us on this chat, Professor Bassett.
Yes, I'm glad to be with you.
Can you, to start off, tell us briefly what this book is about and why you were interested in the subject?
I guess it's about how India developed technologically and how a number of Indians became technologically developed in such a way as they could work globally. And I guess my interest developed, I've been interested in India since I was in high school. And when I was in college, I was at the University of Pennsylvania, and I met some Indian graduate students in chemical engineering from IIT Madras, and I became friends with them. And I traveled to India in 1981, just after I graduated from college, and I met a man who had a manual for an American computer, what was called at that time a PDP-11. And at that time, our image of India normally didn't include computers as we thought about India and the United States. And so that was sort of a revelation to me. So I had been thinking about this for some time. And then in the early 2000s, as India became more prominent in the IT industry, I began really trying to think about ways that I might look at how this began. How did India develop such technological capabilities to be able to operate globally?
Right. Are you also sort of able to bring in the fact that now there is this strong stereotype about Indians living in the U.S. as being geeks or being technologically very smart?
Yes. I mean, so that's one of the kind of interesting things in this book. You might say that in the beginning period that I cover in the late 19th century and the early 20th century, there are a number of Indians who say, you know, we shouldn't be being lawyers, we need to be engineers. And so you kind of see that idea, that rhetoric that engineers are, you know, what Indians should be, really taking hold. And so now it's sort of changed to the opposite way, that before the idea was Indians weren't engineers. Now the idea has changed that's really what the quintessential Indian is. You know, you might say that among the middle class, that's really what Indians are, that they are engineers.
Right. There is a strong connection between prominent freedom fighters and reformers and the students who went to the U.S. in the early 20th century. Can you tell us more about this?
Sure. I guess that was one of the big surprises in this book. I mean, so first I thought Indians would have started going to MIT maybe after independence, but they had been going to MIT long before that. And then there were connections between Indian freedom fighters and MIT. And so what I discovered is that often people who were looking to oppose the British looked to the United States as a way to develop capabilities that would help build a new India. And what was kind of particularly surprising was that there were a number of people associated with Mahatma Gandhi who ended up going to MIT. And Mahatma Gandhi had an associate by the name of Dev Chand Parekh, who was very committed to sending people to MIT. He sent a number of his family members to MIT. And so there's a very, again, interesting aspect where a number of young men who were Gandhians One of them was Bal Kalelker, who grew up in the Satyagraha ashram, ended up going to MIT and studying engineering.
Is your book in particular, does it deal in particular with the MIT, or does it cover a whole lot of other engineering colleges as well? And secondly, it appears that the experience at these colleges had a great deal of influence in how some of the engineering colleges were set up in India itself.
Yes, that's true. And so my book really focuses on MIT. I have an engineering background, and I guess as a sort of scientific experiment, I looked at some other schools. So my book is based on a database of every Indian who graduated from MIT, from MIT's founding up to the year 2000. And so I found these things about MIT. So I guess there was a question. Would you find similar things at other institutions? I did little studies of Stanford, University of California at Berkeley, and I found really that MIT was accepted. There wasn't something like this at other schools. And really, you see MIT playing a very large role in education. So the IITs were staffed with MIT as a model. And in particular, IIT Kanpur, when it was established, Indian government officials really ask MIT to provide them help. And so ultimately, there was a program of assistance that was established with the United States, with MIT and eight other American institutes provided support to IIT Kanpur. But in some sense, all the IITs saw MIT as their model.
Right. You also spent 13 years researching this for this particular project. Can you tell us about one or more of the discoveries that you made that surprised you?
Sure. So I guess one, and I kind of alluded to this, was that the first Indian went to MIT in 1882. That was a pretty big surprise. I never would have thought it would have been so early. And that so this man, Keshav Bhatt, was also then associated with Bal Tilak and the early Indian nationalist movement in Pune. And what's also interesting about that is that as you look at Bal Tilak's newspapers, you see that these papers are very interested in technology, that they talk about the latest technological developments. So they talk about Thomas Edison and the development of electric light. They talk about Alexander Graham Bell. And we usually think of Bal Tilak and the development of the Shivaji Festival or the Ganesh Festival. And this showed that his movement was really interested in technology. And just one other more recent aspect of Indian graduates of MIT that I also found that the Indian IT industry was created to a large extent by Indians who went to MIT, that TCS was established by three Indian graduates of MIT, and then these were young men who had just finished their college education, and then in a short few years, reorganized TCS, and they installed another general manager, F.C. Kohli, who was also an MIT graduate. But we also even see Infosys, you could say, has some roots in MIT in the fact that the founders of Infosys came from an earlier company called Putney, which was founded by an MIT graduate.
Excerpts from the book The Technological Indian by Professor Ross Bassett can be found on this weekend's Mint on Sunday. Thank you very much for joining us, Professor Bassett.
Sure. Thanks for talking to me.